Roy Church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
So much to live for.
You have so much to live for.
Remember what you pray for.
Remember what you pray for.
Yes.
Hold on.
Don't give up.
Please don't let go in this season. Know that flowers bloom when rain falls.
So no matter what you're going through right now.
You just hold on.
Come on, Monica. Speaking from experience.
Yeah.
I was there.
Almost at the breaking point in my life.
Yeah.
I know you say it's impossible.
Yeah.
But you've got to hang on.
Because it's just about over.
It's just about over.
But here's the good news. Listen.
All of your dreams.
Your dreams.
Of your desires,
yes, they are, yes,
are coming to pass.
Whoa, whoa.
So I'm telling you, don't lose your faith.
Don't
hold on to His word.
Don't give up.
Come on, friends.
Sometimes your sky may seem like rain. I know your breakthrough's not far away.
Let go.
ease your mind, so hear me as I say, life's not always down, you see. Hey, if the sun refused to shine and all your skies are gray, just sing this simple melody. Will show up on the outside.
Up, praise him.
Come on.
You know I'm gonna thank him.
The happiness in my life today it won't be denied.
And I feel good.
Now I realize there will be feel down and blue, but that's not gonna be today. Hey, if you take the time to pray for me, I'll pray for you, and we can lift our voice and say, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel good, and I know it.
Come on.
my testimony.
So glad I made it.
their testimony. So glad I made it. So glad I made it. I'm so glad I made it. It's a sign that I'm still alive. I've got some scars, but I'm still alive. In spite of calamity, he still has a plan for me. It's working for me.
God, as we come before your presence, we thank you, dear God, for all that you've done in our life up to this very moment. You didn't have to do that, but you've seen within us a need that should be manifested. And we thank you right now for that. We realize even now we hadn't done all that you commanded us to do, but I'm asking for your mercy till we can get out of our house according to your will. And that we as brothers and sisters in the Lord, in Christ Jesus, can all come to that single accord. For you said in your word that if we ever get on oneness, whatever we desire in our heart, it shall come to pass. Help us this day, Lord, to reach that mountaintop peak, that we can make you happy when you say, look at my sons and my daughters, perform the works that I've commissioned them to do. Lord, we know that you'll get all the glory and all the honor that thou deserves. But we thank you, we praise you, we honor you right now. In Jesus' precious name, amen. We're very grateful to God Almighty, to Jesus Christ, to all of you that's present today, all the ministers of the gospel, and to all of us here today that love God's appearance. We just finished. I know the church been busy. I don't find faults in you. The Lord told me don't look for no fault. And I don't look for them, because if I was looking for a fault, when I get home, all I'd do is go in the bathroom and look in the mirror, and I'd see enough faults. So what I'm trying to do to get the church, if I possibly can, to do away with all this negativity, let's come in the oneness of God, think about all positive things, nothing negative, and you'll see your growth. You'll see that, look, you'll grow beyond understanding. That's why when a man Peter would stand up one day and the man walked through his shadow, that's how he was healed, because there wasn't no negativity. No prayers prayed, just healed. Because we had a positive attitude about things. The church is supposed to be set apart, italicized, where everybody in the world can say, that's the church there. I see God in her, in him, in them. That's what the Bible, that's why we got the word. We read the word that we can fit into the word, and then let the word what fit in us. And it's going to make all of us better people. I'm thankful to God today for you. It's a blessing, a privilege. I know that we've been running a lot, but it's going to pay off. Don't worry about it. It's going to pay off. And don't worry about what this, that, and the other. It's going to pay off. If you just hold in your lane, you'll get to the finish line. Stay in your lane. I'm going to get out your lane. You're going to be disqualified. Not by me. I'm not capable of disqualifying you. Because the Bible tells me in the 7th chapter of Matthew, don't judge nobody. Let him do the judging. He told me to just teach and preach the word. That's all. Don't try to make nothing happen. Just preach the word. And it's going to fall in place. And I thank God today that he has come enough in my life. I'm not a perfect man yet, but he's come enough in my life to let me realize if I just say what he said, the rest is up to him. Paul put it in a very simple way. He said, Apollos nobody, Paul nobody, Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God give the increase. So I'm depending on him to grow. I can't grow nothing. He's going to have to grow it, but I'm going to have to plant it though. I'm going to have to do some planting. I'm gracious to God today. Today as we here to take up the Lord's Supper and to hear the word, really, to be factual, when you hear the word, you've eaten the body, huh? And drank the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all our sin. And the scripture tells us to search our hearts. There be anything in you, hate, envy, strife, animosity, whatever it is, that's not according to God's will, and that you recognize it, all you have to do right now, even before we get the word, stop it. Pull it back from it. And you'll be new as anybody on this earth. Amen. Amen. That's why Jesus died, to make you new again. Stuff you used to do don't mean nothing. It's what you're doing right now that makes all the difference. If he yes shall appear now, y'all hear me, please. If the Lord come right now, whatever state you in, that's where you're going to be forever. If you're anchored in him, so be it. You'll be anchored forever in him. But if you're not, then if you can, your mind can stay sound and you get a chance to say, Lord, forgive me, you still got a chance. But when he yes shall appear to you, it's over with. Whatever state you're in, there you'll remain forever. Oh, very brief this morning. We thank God for you. I'm a militant type preacher. I don't fuss, but I'm sticking straight to the point. You can't turn me around. Ain't no sense in you trying. So if there's anybody in the church going to tell me, well, don't rip, you shouldn't do that, well, you just waste your time. Because I'm not going to do anything unless it's biblical. I'm not going to do anything unless it's biblical. I ain't going to tell you nothing that's not biblical. If I say something that's not in the Bible, then you need to come to me and say, bring the Bible with you and say, Pastor, it wasn't that. I'm satisfied. You trying to help me. But now if it's there, don't you come up my face. Simple as that. Is that simple? Yeah, that's simple. I want to keep everything simple. Because when the Lord come back, he going to charge me with stuff. And why I didn't correct this, why I didn't correct that, when you knew better and you wouldn't correct it. You scared of another power, universal power. You scared of a metropolitan power, so you wouldn't tell the truth. You had to stand back and lie to get along and have good friends. Well, I tell you what, if I don't have no friends, I'm satisfied. I know Jesus loved me. I ain't got no doubt about it. He loved me, him. I ain't looking for no friends. He didn't commission me and say, go make friends. He said, go make Christians. Am I right or wrong? And how do you make them, Pastor? By the word of God. Just feed them this. See, I don't have no business right now eating cream of wheat unless I'm sick. I can eat solid food now, all of us. So let's eat solid. If we're born again, which means if you've been born again, saved by God, then we ought to be able to eat some meat on them. Our digestive system strong enough to eat some meat now. We can't drink milk all our life, y'all. That's why they charge so much to you now. You just won't stop drinking milk. And the cow will be dried up after a while. Lord, help us, Jesus. We're going to look at something this morning and try to keep some joy. I believe if we don't laugh, something wrong with us. We're supposed to laugh all the time. Supposed to be happy all the time. I'm talking from a biblical standpoint. You're supposed to be cheered up all the time. Never finding faults, looking for negativity. That's the devil's work. Satan, and nowhere in the Bible you ever seen God looking for evil. He always straightened Eve out. All right, then. That being said, listen at this scripture as I read this scripture to y'all. And it's first, it's going to hit me. If I'm guilty, it's going to condemn me. But if I'm not guilty, it's going to edify me. Here from Philippians 2, starting with the 5th verse through the 12th verse. And listen what it says. I'm going to try to read quick if I can. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a servant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and those in heaven, those in earth, and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And it goes on to tell, therefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in mine absence, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Now, leading by examples of Christ. Second part, comma, where do you stand? Leading by example of Jesus Christ, comma, where do you stand? I don't have to tell nobody in this place this morning what kind of Christian you are. You already know it. Now, you may not want to confess it because you got a lot of people you living one way, but you're showing a different story in another way. You don't want the people to know who you are. But if you don't even you want me to know who you are, let Jesus know who you are. And how do Jesus know who you are? By the content of your heart, of your spirit, or your mind, or your soul. How you treat me. How you talk about me. That let me know who you are. I don't have to come out and tell you. You already know. When I meet you, I'm going to meet you the same way every time I meet you. Never change. I don't care what you say. I'm going to stay the same. Because what I do, if you be ignorant, I'm going to be nice. Treat you nice. And I'm going to heap coals of fire on your head once. Secondly, I'm going to burn you up with goodness. Then I'm going to be loyal to you. I'm not going to try to take over you or rule you or try to govern you. But I'm going to live by what? Precepts and examples of what the Lord say. Now, Paul started this off here. He said, let this mind be in you. That was also. Now, watch this. He said, we got to have the mind of Christ. I need to mind, first of all, before I come up to teach you, I need the mind of Christ, y'all. I don't have no right to teach you without the mind of Christ. If I got the mind of Christ, you got to follow me like I follow the Lord. We didn't catch that, did we? Some of Christian folks say this, and they've said it to me a many times. Oh, I ain't got to follow you. I'm going to follow Jesus. How can you follow Jesus and you can't follow me? If I'm walking in the will of the Father, which art in heaven, how in the world can you follow Christ and can't follow me? You got to graduate to follow Christ. If you can't follow me, you hadn't graduated. You're in the same old boat. If you can't listen at me, then you sure can't listen at God. What you do unto the least of these, my brethren, you done who? To me, that's Jesus teaching. How can I tell you what to do? 23rd chapter of Matthew, I preached about 3 weeks ago. You do all that talking about what we need to do, how holy we need to be, how we do this, that, and other. But the Bible said, 23rd chapter of Matthew, read it when you get time. It said you don't do none of it. That's bad. You always got to tell somebody what they need to do, and you ain't doing nothing. But that applies, like I said, to me first. Before it go to anybody else, it got to come to me first. If the Lord don't see sufficiency in me first, then he can't send it. He got to get somebody else to send the word by. Many are called, but what? Few are chosen to carry this word. Because why? Because many people don't have the guts or the integrity to stand up and tell it just like God said. Because what they did in past life, the things they did in their life, and when people point their finger, you know, you remember? No, you're supposed to forget those things which are behind you. Press forward to the mark of a high call in God through Christ Jesus. What yesterday shouldn't even be brought up today. It might hit your memory bank, but you just say, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, and go on about your business. See those devils that are always bringing stuff up in your face? You better watch them. You better watch them. We're supposed to be forgot all that yesterday. We're supposed to be pressing today and tomorrow for tomorrow, hoping for tomorrow. He said here in this word, and thank God for this word, leading by examples of Christ, where do you stand? That's a good question. And you can't lie because I can look at you and tell what you're doing, how you act, how you talk to people, how your relationship is with people. Now, I'm a preacher. I'm trying to gather people, but I'm raising hell. What kind of preacher that is? Huh? You raise a preacher up there raising hell and trying to get people out the world. Now, watch this. Get rid of them if I ain't right. Jesus said, go out in the world and bring no good people in the church. People of all kind of things, doing all evil. And we're going to bring them in the church and raise hell with them. How in the world are they going to get it right and you ain't right? You got to be the example. This is what the Lord said. We're the examples of life. But you need to do this, sister. You need to drop your dress a little lower. What that's going to do? Drop your dress lower ain't got nothing to do with it. You don't know they can come up? Huh? Let me hush. Say, Jesus, now listen to this, who being in the form of God, that's Jesus, did not consider robbery to be equal with God. Your folks running around here, Reb, you ain't perfect. Did I say I was? No. You said it there. You're perfect either. You're not perfect either. But we got to strive to perfection. Stop telling people just an excuse to keep doing what you're doing. Stop telling folks that. Or you know you ain't. That's a cop out to keep doing what you want to do. The book says, it's in the word, in your word, read your Bible, Jesus in the form of God. He didn't think he'll arrive be equal with his father. Like father, like son. What's wrong with that? Hey, listen at this good, y'all. Please help me. Help me, Lord. In the physical context of life, you got 5 boys. And neither one of them look like your mama or your daddy. Come on now. Come on, y'all. Let's be common sense. Let's have good understanding. The same thing here. That's all God is saying. I just put it in a normal term. The same thing God is saying. I don't see no symptoms. I don't see no whatever of him. Virtues, similarities. I don't see none. He got to belong to somebody, huh? The Bible says you got to be hot or you got to be what? Cold. You can't be lukewarm because they'll spew you out of my mouth. We don't know who we belong to no more. The world know who they belong to, but the church don't know who they belong to. And we just do everything the world do, try to get along with the world, love the world, love the things of this earth, but not the things from above. And that's against the scripture. And then look what he goes on and say, let nothing be done through, huh? Selfish, ambition. Listen at it. That's what he's saying to us. Don't be selfish. Don't be selfish. Don't be so ambitious to do stuff. Wait on your calling of God. Wait till the Lord send you forth. Then you go forth. You can do because what? God has blessed you to do. Say, even though I want to be equal with the Father, watch this. I want to be just like Jesus. And I'm pressing today to be just like Jesus. I'm not like him right now yet. I want to be just like Christ. But look what Jesus himself did. He said, but made himself no reputation, taking on the form of a servant and coming into the likeness of men. I look like a man, I act like a man, I do the things a man do, but I don't do the things that man do that's not according to the will of God. Isn't that simple? That's so simple. I'm in the world. I live here in the world. But I don't have to do the things of the world. That ain't hard, y'all. That's simple. Otherwise, if I'm called Christian, I'm being, say, like Christ. That's all I'm saying. Person like Christ. Jesus said, if you've been stealing, don't steal no more. Now, I can't come in here and tell you. Now, Jesus said, don't steal. Now, I'm going to come in here and preach. It's all right to steal something. If you're hungry, it's all right to steal a little food. That's still a lie. Don't steal it. The Bible says, ask. Shall be given. Seek, ye shall find. Knock. The door going to be open for you. Why stealing? What you going to steal for? You got all these faithful people, all these people in here. Look, just go ask. If you want it, you can ask for it. But no, we want to be slick. We don't want to ask, we want to everybody head turn. Then we're going to get it. I believe that's called stealing. And then he went on and let us know this. He say, he looked like a man, he acted like a man. Watch this now. Look at that. Look at the verse 8. And being found in appearance as a man, he did what himself? He humbled himself. Boy, that's some men, some women, it's hard for men to do. Humble themselves. It's hard for men to humble. Women's too, some women's too, to humble themselves. Oh, we just got to run the show. We got to take the show over. I'm the one. Everything hung on my shoulder. And where's in the scripture say you all this? Jesus said, the greatest among you, let him be a servant. Amen. How am I all this? Where much is given, much is required of us. So you want to be all this. When the judgment day come, God help me. He said, why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do this? Why you didn't do this? Lord, that wasn't my job. Well, you trying to take over like it was your job. You want to run it. You want to run the church. You want to run the deacon bowl. You want to run the usher bowl. You want to run the child bowl. You want the choir bowl. Everything. You want to run everything in the church. How can you do it? And then when the punishment come, what do you got to say? Lord, I didn't mean that it's too late for that. So you had Smith up there teaching you the word. You should have listened. Now, some of us do believe this. Some of us believe that God going to speak to you and don't come through. Some of you do believe that saved people believe that God going to speak to them about the administrative duties of the church and don't speak to me. That's crazy. That's crazy. We should never be like that. That's against the will of God, against God's will. He don't play that. God is an upright God. He's a true God. He said, being found in the presence as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Good God Almighty. All they did, they lied on him, first of all. Now, I'm the one kind of guilty of that, too, sometimes. Sometimes I do get upset when people act crazy. I do get upset. I'm not going to lie to you. Folks make me upset sometimes, do silly stuff that it's not even called for. I get a little upset. I may not say nothing, but I get upset. And I just walk off and pray or sing or start singing a song or something to keep my mind together. Because if I get up and you disagree with me and I disagree with you and we start talking, before it's over, we're going to be rolling. Huh? So the book told me to shun the very appearance of evil. So if I know, man, you're going to get into it, I'm getting out your way. I'm about to get out your way. I'm shunning the evil. Because if me and you argue, one of us, Satan going to get one of us. And then the person he get going to charge. And it's going to be trouble. I hear people say all the time, I tell them all the time, I say, look, if they do you wrong, hug them and kiss them. Tell them I love you. Well, I ain't rested there yet. Yes, you can do it. You can do it. Christ did it. They hit him, pierced him in his side, slapped him. The book said he left his handprints in his face. Pierced him in his side. Hit him all kind of way. Lied on him, spit on him. He didn't say nothing. Now, what I say, leading by example of Christ, where you stand today, that's what I ask you. Where you stand? Can you take that? Do when people lie on you, do you smile and say, praise the Lord? Come on, y'all church folks. Huh? That's what we do. When they lie on you and do your thing wrong, we go into a shout, right? He gonna show you. I'm not telling you nothing that's right here in the book. It's right here in the book. Right here before your eyes. He said, therefore God has highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name. Highly exalted him. Picked him up so high he above everybody. Ain't no name equal to Jesus. Ain't no man ever live equal with Jesus. All power is given unto him, heaven and in earth. Nobody ever had that authority. And when you say in Jesus' name, that's certifying authority. People heal to recover from sickness in the name of Jesus. People receive their salvation in the name of Jesus. No other name on earth whereby man can be saved but the name of Jesus. We know that, but do we pattern ourselves after? Where you stand today? Ask yourself that question. I don't have no right to judge you. Where do you stand? Are you walking in the will of the Father? Are you treating your brother and your sister like you're supposed to treat them? Do you love thy neighbor as thyself? Do you love your enemies? Can you take your enemy, you know he don't like you or she don't like you, can you go and take him a plate of food? No, buy it from the store. Don't you bring it from the house. Now, they ain't gonna eat it. Huh? Are you willing to do that? They tell you to go 1 mile, walk down here 1 mile. Will you go 2 miles like the scriptures say? With your enemy, you know they're against you. Will you go 2 miles? These are the ways of God. This is the note of God. Let this mind be in you. There's also where? In Christ Jesus. Do you want me to come to your house and run your house? Well, here's the map to heaven. If we follow the map, we ain't going to mess up. But when we let self jump in, we mess up. Say, the Lord will pick you up. Now, see, it's a lot of church folks. I say church folks all over the country. All over the world, church folks, that want to be in big positions. Listen to me good. But they won't let patience have a perfect work. If you just stay there, stay in the battle, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If you stand firm with Christ, the Lord going to exalt you in due time. And when he pick you up, can't nobody bring you down. That's what the Lord does. In our everyday life, nobody can handle us. If we do it God's way, we can't be handled. But when we do it our way, we fall. We always get in trouble. He says something to us here. And said, at the name of Jesus, every knee should what? Things in heaven, those things in earth, and under the earth. At the name of Jesus, everybody. Are we submissive today to God, or do we honor man? If President Obama walking here now, probably 85% of the people in here will bow and wave and be quiet, and I'm talking, they giggling and out doing everything else. But if Obama walking here, everything will just stop. Give heed. If the governor walk in here, everything will stop. But the only thing different there, you'll be saying, you know, he ain't no good. But you won't tell him that. You ain't going to tell him because you're scared. You're scared to tell him that, but you'll tell me that, huh? Rev, you need to sit down. You'd be quick to tell me, but you ain't going to tell him that because you know they're going to persecute you. See, that's life. We don't want real life. We want to live that fake and artificial life. I'm going to speak my peace. You can't speak your peace with government officials. They're going to handle you. Tell my freedom of speech, that's for some people. It's not for everybody. And don't let nobody brainwash you. Tell my, that's my freedom. Freedom of speech is my freedom. You don't have that. I'm telling you. I've been through it. I've been on the channel. I've been a representative, a national representative. And when I say something, I meant it, but they say, but this so-and-so. You can't talk to him like that. That's so-and-so. I say, and? I don't care about who he is. He's going to have to follow the law. Just like I follow it. But you don't understand, Rev. This Mr. So, I'm just not coming in my face with that foolishness. And I'm the same way right now. If the rules say all preachers up here got to pull their shoes off, when you come up here with your shoes on, I'm going to say, bro, you can't come up here unless you pull your shoes off. Simple as that. And that go for me first. I ain't got to pretend you pull your shoes off, mine ain't off. That's the God way of doing everything. Therefore, there is now no condemnation in those that follow after Christ and not after the world, not after the flesh. In other words, the flesh means the things you want done, not biblical. That's after the world. The thing the Senate and the Congress and all that passed, but Jesus didn't pass it. That's the world. That's the world. You're fighting me because I say the governor ain't no good. But if the governor come up and say, well, you know, Pastor Smith is no good at all. He don't honor his America. You'll jump up and clap and holler for a week. And he ain't walking in his full spirit. He might be in the spirit, but he ain't walk fully in the spirit. You can see his works. The Bible says a tree is known by what? The fruit it bears. And if he's going around trying to cut every job in the country off, you know he ain't walking like God said. Because the very first order that God gave us is to feed the poor. Get in your Bible so you won't have to face me. Get in your book. The first order he gave you, take care of the poor. But Smith, you out of order, Smith. I'm making folks mad now. Telling you to out of order. But you just mad. That's all it is, too. You just mad. Ain't nothing I can do about it. The Lord made the rule. He made the rules. I'm just going by them. And I just got enough faith in God that I can tell you what he say and show it to you in the book. Amen. So I don't fear. I ain't got no fear of it. He goes on to tell us, say, therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in as my present only, but even when I was absent from you, work out your own soul salvation, fear and trembling. Do y'all think there's people in church like that now? When the preacher around or the deacon around, we follow orders to the T. But time the preacher move or the deacon move, that ain't true, is it, brother? We as disciples for Christ, all of us, and we claim we are servants, right? So we have to be loyal one to another. You got to be loyal one to another. This is not hard. This is my easiest thing in the world for me to do, treat you nice. Why is it easy for me to treat you nice? I've been born again. And I know what God requires that all have been born again. You ain't got to be no pastor to be nice. If something come up on me today, good God Almighty, I get out there and say, ain't nobody out there saved. I done lied. Did you hate me for lying, huh? Both of us wrong. You gonna tell you gonna jump up and leave the church? Cause they rev ain't nothing but a liar. I can't sit on a liar. But then all of us was wrong. Cause what you supposed to do to me, even if I lied on you, you supposed to come tell me I lied on you, and I supposed to repent on the spot. That's how grace do. That's how grace is. How many? You can raise your hand if you want. How many of you in here today that never did no wrong? Please raise your hand. And I want you to come lay hand on me right now. So if you never did no wrong, you need to be up here where I am. Because I done a lot of it. But since God chose me to do this thing, this great evangelist thing, then let me do it. Don't hinder me
from my work of the ministry. Let's work together. If I can't hold the whole load, come in with me and help me out. Oh, what's wrong with that? I can't be an infielder and be on the mound at the same time. I got to choose me now, not you. I got to choose somebody to put in that position to fill the team out, not you. We believe, and deacons all over the world believe that, all churches. They believe that they're the governor of the church. The pastor is the governor of the church. And the deacons work with the pastor and under the pastor. With and under. Nothing goes through the church unless the deacons and the pastor can agree. It ain't supposed to. Unless the pastor and the deacons agree on it, you don't move it. Deacons has no authority. My brother church up there, they is fighting all up in the courtroom. They had no authority to be telling the pastor he can't come in the church. That's the devil's work. All the pastor had to do is say, get out of here. Don't come back in here. He have that authority. Not no deacon. The deacon take care of the lawn out there. See that the paper for the printers are bought. See that the church cleaned up. See that everything, all the departments in the church got what they need. That's the deacon's job. Take care of the communion. See that the communion is ready and everything. That's the church job. Read the book of Acts. Communion chapter. You ain't got to be telling no pastor what to do. You ain't supposed to give no orders in the church. You see that the church ran right. And then if it's not, you come to the pastor and say, pastor, they're not doing according to this book here. You need to do something about that. But I can't do nothing. I can't do a thing about it. God ain't gave me no thought to do nothing about it. I just supposed to put the word out. Put the word out and let them straighten it. And you supposed to assist them in getting it straight through the word. Same thing I go by. But there are some people who want me to raise hell, kick people over, knock them down, take them out of position. I'm telling you, that be told of me. But it ain't in the will of God. That's not God's will. That's not my job. Look, my job is to preach the ministry and live the ministry. The deacon's supposed to take care of the affairs of the church, all the affairs of the church, not the pulpit. That make deacons mad too. But they just mad. And God gonna punish them if they get mad. And the word of God is being made manifest. They get mad, God gonna handle them. I wouldn't have to do nothing. Just stand there and be firm in Christ Jesus. Make sure my life is in Christ, and the Lord gonna punish them. I promise you. I promise you this. He said here, goes on, tell us that for it is good God who works in you both to will and to what? Do his good pleasure. God, when you do things nice, who, Satan don't do that. God tell us to do that. Good things come from God. Corruptness come from the devil. Confusion is the devil's work. Hate, animosity, strife, all this stuff is of the devil. Peace, love, joy, all this of God. If you show me a Christian that love to see trouble, he ain't no Christian or she ain't no Christian. A Christian want to see joy and happiness and peace every day. Feeding the hunger, the shed in. That's what a Christian, I'm talking about a Christian now. But if you ain't no Christian, I understand you. You need to get born again. You need to come to the altar and let the pastor lay hand on you. And pray till that demon jump out. And then y'all running around, all over you running around here hollering about, I got it. You better have it, because when them demons jump out of him or her, they'll jump on you. In the older church, what they did, when they had prayer, fasting and prayer for to get demons out of people, they put all the cheering out because they know the cheering wasn't solid. The cheering was not solid, and they wasn't filled with the Holy Ghost. So when they prayed and got them demons out of people, them demons want somewhere to go. They can't live without a body. So they went and jumped in the chair. That's why these people on TV give all these wicked moves and stuff. They go to the book and get it out. And they know how. They don't know. They just set up and make some money off of you. Then we be up in the church scared. They even walk out there tomorrow. Better watch it. If this
You better not take a step left because this gonna happen. Don't look up because that gonna happen. The church got all kind of old stuff in them. Instead of just having faith in God and loving one another like Christ loved us. Now, ain't no greater love than this to a man lay his life down for no good people like me and you. Huh? Where you gonna find any greater love than this? Let me stop whooping y'all. Cause some of y'all say I'm too old to whoop now. Do all things without, I gotta tell y'all this. Do all things without, what'd that say? Murmuring and that's disputing. I think I went to school a little bit. Disputing. Murmuring and disputing. Is there anybody in the church of God? Now, this the Bible. Is that in y'all Bible? Is there anybody in the church ever know somebody in the church murmuring, always grumbling, and despiting one another? That ain't in the church, huh? Y'all ought to talk to me, please, just for a moment. Murmuring and disputing among ourselves? That's in the world, y'all. Jesus didn't put that in the church. Jesus built the church. He didn't put that in the church. How'd it get in the church? How did it come in? All spirits got to have a body to come in. And all us Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, evidence of speaking in tongues. How in the world are the devil going to get in the church? Do you mean to tell me all of us in the church, somebody walked in this church and Satan met you at the door and said, can I come in with you? And he came with you and you don't have enough guts to stand up and say, Pastor, he came in with me.
I'm disputing.
It's right here in your eyes. It's right here in your eyes, murmuring and disputing among ourselves that you may become what? Blaming. See, if you don't do that, you're going to be blaming. Matthew 5 says, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is also perfect. Now, that's what the scriptures say. Look in the 5th chapter of Matthew. It's there. And if you don't practice being perfect, you'll never get perfect. How many people in here don't eat? Come on now, talk to me. Who the f*** in here? See, you won't answer me when I ask you a decent question. You won't answer me. How many people just eat a little bit, just enough to get by? Okay, evidence speak for itself. Evidence speak for itself. If you don't take on this and put this in your life every day, then what's going to happen? You're going to starve to death. If that man don't bring a playbook out and show his plays, his men what he going to play and what, tell everybody who they got to block, this is who he going to block, this is where he got to catch, what kind of move, find the cross, or whatever you got. If he don't tell them and teach them that and put it in them, embed it in them, when game situations come, guess what? They're going to be running around like this, look. I don't know what to do. I don't know who to hit. Huh? But this the book. Here it is. This the book of order. Book of order. You can't lose with the stuff Jesus used. Huh? You can't lose with the stuff Jesus used. Can't lose. You're always a winner. Them other rules that govern society, you can lose with them. But that's what Jesus commanded us, we can't lose. That means maybe somebody here today want to know where you stand. And only you can answer that. Only you. Nobody else can answer that in the church. Where do you stand? I say to you this day, if there's anybody, now listen good to what I say, because I don't want to be taken out of proportion. If there's anyone in here that don't know Jesus, you don't know him now. And I ain't talking about coming to join no church. If you don't know Jesus, I don't want you to come for prayer. We already had prayer. But you don't know Jesus. You don't know Jesus. You hadn't been born again. I'm calling for you. The prayer has already been
sent out. It already been prayed for you. All of you who needed prayer, you don't need no more prayer, because that's telling me the one prayed previously wasn't nobody. But when I got to pray now, I'm somebody special. I'm not. I'm a servant of God. So we don't need your prayer. We need you to give your life to Christ. Is there anyone here today had not given their life to Jesus? We ask that you come now. You've never been saved. I don't want no prayer now. Keep in mind, no prayer. You had never been saved. But you need the Lord right now to come in your life. You want to be born again. You want to be sure that you're going to heaven. When Jesus comes back, you'll see him when he breaks the cloud. That's what we're asking for now. Is there one? He's waiting. He's asking. He's the greatest I ever seen, ever known.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can't say I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all.
My God.
But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say I'm stronger.
You can be strong.
I'm wiser.
Get saved first.
I'm better.
The Lord will pick you up. He said when he exalts you, no man can bring you down.
When I look back,
come, come.
Over all you brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. And I can say
everybody
I never would have made it.
There's anyone in here today that want to come and come in fellowship or join this church, you may come now. You may come.
I would have lost it all.
You may come to
but
join the body of Christ
Lord,
with
you
us. You may come.
Me, and I can say I never would have made it. No, 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 no. Never could have made it without you.
God is able.
I could have lost it all.
He said you wouldn't have made it without God.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Kelly's Sitting Service is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT-PCS, LT-PCS, NOW-SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs.
Lord, you done so much for me.
Kelly's Sitting Service Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
Are you grateful today?
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.